Amen, amen. I have 10 minutes in Ghana time, I think. So it is 20 minutes. Hallelujah. So, let us close our eyes in prayer. Lord, Father in heaven, we thank you for today. Lord, we pray that you will let your light shine upon our hearts. Let thy great favor rest upon us, Lord. And let our ears be open today, that we may receive your glory and your might. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank God for your lives, and I'm happy to see you all. So welcome here in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm happy that you're here to worship Jesus Christ. For he has come to save us. And this day we remember his birth. So I'll make it very short about the theme. For God has given us a theme. And this theme is the greatest theme there is in a Christian life. There's no greater thing than the theme of today. There's no greater life-changing theme than this theme. So this theme is the gospel of great joy. And that is for you tonight. So please listen carefully to the words. Let us open our Bibles to Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Famous words that we all know. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. You hear that? Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hallelujah. People, listen carefully. This theme is not just words. That is not words. For there is no past with God. God is from everlasting to everlasting. He calls things that are going to happen like they were already been happened. So the words that you hear today, they are present and they are exactly for you. For you did not come by accident. For there is no coincidence with God. That you are here is by God's grace. Hallelujah. That you are here is by God's grace. Hallelujah. So, that you are here, you know why you are here? You know why? Why you're not behind your computer at home on Facebook? Why you're not pinging right now? You know why? Because God's grace has come upon you. God has a purpose for you here today. That you may hear the words, unto you a child is born. Unto you a son is given. And upon his shoulders is the government. Hallelujah. So, there is no coincidence by God. And as you are now here hearing this word, and God has his will to that you will hear it today, he also sent his messengers, the angels, to go to shepherds, just people in the field. He saw them and said to his angels, go to them and bring them this news. And the angels appeared unto the shepherds, and the shepherds were very afraid. So if you are afraid, The same words for you are there, as the angel said. Do not be afraid. Yeah? Do not be afraid of the word of God. Because the word of God is the greatest thing you may ever experience. Hallelujah. So the angels appeared unto them and they were very terrified. So they said, fear not, for there is a great message to you of good tidings. There is something wonderful for you here. For unto you, the same words as in Isaiah, unto you this day there is a child born. And he is the Savior. You know that Jesus means God saves. God the Savior. That is the word Jesus. And he is the Christ, which means he is the anointed one. So who's the anointed one in the Old Testament? There were only two people who are anointed. That are the kings. And that are the priests. So he is the anointed one, the Christ. He is your priest. The high priest. And he will be your king. Hallelujah. So this message came to them. So let us shortly ponder these words in our hearts. Very shortly, so that we may know it. Unto you a child is born, the Bible says, and unto you a son is given. Well, the word given, let's say I give this mister my keys, and I said to him, okay, I have a good mood, here's my car. There's a Porsche outside, here's my car. This is yours. So then you walk outside with the keys you just received and you see that car. What do you say then? This is whose car? Mine? No, I just give it to you. I give my car to you. So what is that then? What do you say then? It's mine. So let's say I give you my keys of my house and say, oh, I'm in a good mood. I want you to give my house. And you drive to my house and you see my house and then you see, what do you say then? It's my house. Exactly. You understand now? It's mine, eh? That's what the Bible says. The Lord has given you a son. He has given you a son. It is yours. So, if you hear that, so let's say you hear that words of God and you hear it with your heart and you understand it, that unto you a son is given. That means that you can say, he is mine. Jesus is mine. And his kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting. It will never ever end. Never. So this gift you receive, if I give you my car, it will expire. One day it will break. One day you will trash it. My house will be destroyed. But this gift that God gives you, it will never expire. Never. So this words, unto you a child is given, born. Unto you a son is given. That means you have received a gift of God that will never expire. It will never end. And you can say it with full assurance. He is mine. Like the song said, Jesus, a blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Head of salvation. Purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. So, this Jesus, he is yours. This Jesus. And now what the Bible says more, it says, on his, the government shall be upon his shoulders. That's what the Bible says. Yes? The government. We don't know how to live under a king. We have a government, and we can say to our president, oh, president, I don't listen to you. I do my own thing. So we In this world, we are our own kings. We make our own rules. So we think, yeah, I can drive here 100 on the road. They say 50, but I can drive 100 here. So we make up our own minds. But to live under a king, that means his government is upon his shoulders, so he will carry everything. So your guilt, your sin, everything is upon his shoulders. Your guilt and your sin is upon his shoulders. And he paid for it with his own blood. And all your troubles are upon his shoulders. The Bible says, bring everything, put everything upon him, for he cares for you. Jesus cares for you. So the government is upon his shoulders. So I make it short, because there are two ways you can react on this news in your life. There are two ways. One, you can do it like the king that was living, who received the three wise men. And the wise men asked the king, Herod, Herod, where is the child born? Where is he? Where is the king of Israel being born? And this man reacted terrified. He says, a king? I am the king. I'm not, no one tells me what to do. What king? So he make up a plan to destroy Jesus. You understand? So you call it pubertite. And pubertite is, in short, I don't let my father or my mother tell me what to do. I will not tell my father and my mother tell me what to do. That is pubertite in short. That is all about it. But Jesus, the Bible says, the government, everything that is in your life, he is king over your life. And you have to be go down so that the King of Lords can rise. Understand? But this King Herod, he was proud. So the only thing that keeps you from going to Jesus is your own pride. So there is another way you can go. The shepherds in the field, they hear that news. They say, unto us, unto me, a child is born. And he is the savior of me. He is my Lord, my King, my high priest. I will go to him. And they make haste to see themselves, child Jesus. You understand? So this is the way you can also go and hear the news. For there is no greater news than unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given. So if you hear this, know that Jesus is yours. That song is true. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. People, go to him. Go to Jesus and let your whole life be ruled by him. For he will lead you to everlasting and everlasting. And his kingdom, there shall be no end. So if you under his rule, if he guides you, if he is your shepherd, you have no want. For he cares for you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So let us pray.
Amen.